Old timers still talk about the tape measure homers. After coming up one vote shy of the Hall of Fame in 2015, Dick Allen's supporters are determined to get him over the hump when his name comes up again next year. They believe politics have kept him out. At a City Hall gathering on Friday, Governor Wolf and Mayor Kenney spoke of what they called a great injustice to a ballplayer who was ahead of his time.
Dick Allen had slurs, had epithets thrown at him, and he had to battle not only the opposing pitchers, but sometimes his own teammates and his own fans.
Many whites thought athletes, particularly those of color, should play the game and shut their mouth.
The Allen campaign is relentlessly driven by Mark Froggy Carfagno, a former veteran stadium groundskeeper who calls Allen
the most productive offensive player from 1964 through 1974, better than Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Willie Stargell, Johnny Bench, all Hall of Famers. They're all in the Hall of Fame. Why isn't this guy?
The 77-year-old Allen is one of only 26 players to have been named Rookie of the Year and MVP. I'm Paul Kurtz, KYW News Radio.